Fans, it's great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. The Giants and the Nationals come up in game two of this three-game series. A pleasure to bring in Mark Simon. Mark Simon of Sports Info Solutions. Mark A. Simon says on Twitter, and I've said this so many times, there isn't a better baseball analyst in the country than Mark Simon. We're lucky to have him with us. Mark, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for the very kind introduction.
Well, we love your work, really, and it's been an interesting baseball season so far. We'll get into some of the specifics. But, boy, runs are down per game. Batting average is down. Are the pitchers that good?
That's a good question. I think that the season starting kind of hastily as it did probably has something to do with it. I think the fact that you're now starters are only having to go, like it seems like, four or five for the most part, and then you get all these different arms coming in, and they're all really impressive, is playing a role in it. It makes you reset, like, how you view, like, certain statistics and stuff, which we can get into, because, like, if 230 is now, like, the average, then that means that, like, 250 is pretty good for batting average, and that's just weird, and I don't particularly like that, but that's kind of how it is at this point.
You know, it's funny, we'll get into some of the specifics of this game that we've got today, but I was thinking about exactly that. I said, boy, if you're a 240 hitter today, well, you're okay. You're kind of average. And, boy, if you hit 280, you're really a valuable player. So, really, our sights are different, and I appreciate starting our segment like that because it is a different game right now with the runs down. We're talking 1968 levels of baseball.
Let me give you the best example of that. Like, you hear Dave and John and Kipe and Crook talking about Joey Bart and how Joey Bart's struggling. He's hitting, you know, entering Friday, he was hitting 171, OPS not even 700. That sounds like terrible, but his OPS is in the, you know, 50 at-bats, whatever it is 76 points higher than what catchers have done so far this year.
Wow.
So as catchers go, he actually looks all right at 171, 697, which is crazy, but that's how it is right now.
Boy, did you ever think you'd be saying that? That would be a third-string catcher in 1959.
Right.
Really? That'd be Kuno Barrigan. Look him up. Okay. All right. Our pitching matchup today, and we've seen this one before. It's Johan Adon for the Nationals, Logan Webb for the Giants. It looks like a huge mismatch again. We saw Adon last week. The Nats saw Webb last week. Webb wasn't great. Adon, of course, is all over the place. So what do we expect today?
All right. So from the Giants' perspective, I don't think there's anything to be concerned about with Logan Webb. The ground balls are still coming at the same rate that they did last season. The movement on all his pitches is the same as it was last year. Fastball velo is the same. He's not even walking two per nine innings through 24 innings. His Ks, walks, home runs, like all that stuff's good. I wouldn't worry about anything in particular with him, even though I guess the fastball was a little more hittable. Changeup mm-hmm. was really good against the Nationals, so you figure he'd do that again. You'll see if the Nationals adjust to that. Nationals went 1 for 14 in at-bats that ended with a changeup in his last start. Adon, I don't typically get like super critical about guys, but I would think with smaller rosters and on almost any other team other than maybe the Diamondbacks or the Pirates that he's not in the major leagues yet. It's hard to find statistics that would support like his being of a major league pitcher at this point. The Nationals are going to run through their prospects like this and try and get them to a major league level. He doesn't get swings and misses. He got a few against the Giants, two more than he usually does, but he's not necessarily all the way there yet. He had a good changeup against the Giants, but that was about it.
Boy, lefties have really hurt Adon. 321 batting average, 393 on base, and 623 slugging. And overall, a 905 OPS overall, and that's not gonna make it. The one player who impressed me for the Nats against Webb was a little second baseman, this Yadiel Hernandez from Cuba. Hit a home run against Logan Webb, and I've watched a few of their games. I like the way this kid plays.
Yeah, and he can play the outfield too. And as you said, you were talking before about 280 is now great. He entered the weekend above 280. OPS 20% better than MLB average. He's not so young. He's a little on the old side. So I guess if you're looking to get something from him, you got to get it pretty quick. He played for them last season a decent amount. He was a respectable player. He's off to a little bit, better start right now.
Yeah, I like him. He hit the home run against Logan Webber. That's the pitching matchup today, very much in the Giants' favor. I've said it a million times. If you pitch and you hit a little, you're fine. If you hit a lot and you don't pitch, you're in trouble. The Giants pitch, and if you look at the categories, they're 1, 2, 3, just about in every pitching category in baseball.
Yeah, I was trying to think of another way that you could look at the Giants' pitching performance this season. So I went and looked at, like, each pitch and how the Giants rate in terms of each pitch. And entering the weekend, they were the best team in baseball pitching-wise when it came to changeups. And that's a combination of you throw it for strikes and you get outs. And the Giants right now are doing both with that. Their strike rate with it is among the highest in the sport. And their out rate with it is among the best in the sport. So they're number one there. They're number four when it comes to sliders. They've got a couple of guys, I think, that have pretty nifty ones. I think the changeup, certainly Logan Webb contributes to that. The slider, certainly Rodon a little bit. Alex Wood, some of the guys in the bullpen certainly contribute to that. The Giants rank number four in sliders. They have a lot of slider strikeouts. That's been a big put-away pitch for them this year. They are also top 10 when it comes to fastballs, specifically four-seamers, and that's Rodon's territory, and cutters. They entered the weekend top 10 as well. They are just outside the top 10 in curveballs, and the reason for that is not because they're not getting outs with curveballs, but it's a pitch that they're not throwing for a strike. They're not even throwing it for a strike 50% of the time right now. That's not good. So they got to be a little better in that area. But changeups, great. Sliders, great. Fastballs, pretty good. Four-seamers in particular. Two-seamer, not so much. And cutters, pretty good too.
Well, it's amazing. We've talked about this before. The fastball's on the decline, and you get outs on the breaking stuff. And that's a great stat because that's where they're getting outs on the breaking stuff. So I like that, the changeup slider. Very good.
Yep, exactly.
All right. I know you're a Mets fan. It was kind of a crazy game the other night with the Cardinals, everybody getting hit. And I said to myself, well, the Mets have been hit a ton more than anybody else, but are hit by pitches up?
So it depends on what your scale is for looking at it. It's about the same as last season. It's hard to it's 0.4. So if there are 15 games in a day, you're typically seeing, six hit by pitches. It'd be 12 hit by pitches to 30 teams. They're about the same as last year. They're about the same as 2020, 2019. If you go back, the further you go back, the more they're up. It's been this very gradual increase in hit by pitches that goes back to 2012. So it's like a 10-year thing where it's slowly climbed by about, what would it be, I guess a couple of hundred more per season once you get through the entirety of a season. So the answer to your question is yes, you do have to go back a little ways. It's leveled off right about now.
Well, just read Chris Bassett's quotes from the Mets this week. That'll tell you the whole story. Mark Simon is with us. Love talking ball with him, Mark A. Simon says on Twitter. Of Sports Info Solutions. A couple of teams have really surprised me. One, the Angels. All of a sudden, we keep waiting for the Angels to do something and give Mike Trout a chance at the postseason. The other team are the Twins, and the Twins might be for real. So let's talk about Angels-Twins a little bit.
Sure. Let's start with the Angels. I actually did our stat of the week for our company's stat of the week about them. And it was about three things in particular. One was that in terms of their hitting, they entered the weekend as the best offensive team in the American League, first in batting, slugging, on base. The thing that I think is keying that is that their chase rate, how often they swing at a pitch that's out of the strike zone, last year they were a bottom five team in that stat. And remember that they didn't have Rendon for most of the year. They didn't have Trout for most of the year. Now they have those guys. Those guys are pretty sophisticated hitters. They're not going to chase. So the number starts to climb up. They've also gotten unexpected contributions from a guy like Taylor Ward, who right now is like your triple crown guy coming out of nowhere at age 28. So, and his numbers in terms of chasing, way better than they've been for him in the past. So the chasing being much better, I think, leads to their offense being much better. And they're much better in the field than they were the previous couple of seasons. In particular, and this is interesting because they had Andrelton Simmons, they've been really good in the middle infield. And that's been keyed by, of all people, former Yankee Andrew Velasquez, who entered the weekend hitting 122, but has looked like a gold glove at shortstop. He's got like four or five highlight reel plays already. They catch the ball at a top five rate in the infield. They catch the ball at a top five rate in the outfield. So it makes their pitching look better. They look better on the offensive side because they're not swinging at garbage pitches. That's why they're 13-7. The Twins, so I want to see how you would have done on this. I came into a situation where the name Joe Ryan was tossed out to me before the season started. And I said, who the heck is that? And if you look at Joe Ryan on the Twins, he's been awesome through four starts this season, 1.17 ERA. My concern with them was that they didn't have a rotation that could hold up. But they traded for Paddock. They signed Dylan Bundy. Chris Archer is pitching all right. They traded for Sonny Gray, who got hurt. Maybe they have more pitching than I thought that they would. And Buxton's been all world so far. So I think that's keying that. The White Sox have a billion injuries, and that division is poor. So I think that they can hang in. I would not necessarily stack them up if I was doing like a top 10 teams ranking at this point, though.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They got one guy, Carlos Correa, and he can lift them. And he finally had a big game this week. But, yeah, I think the Twins are worth watching. Good insight on the Angels, though. Really good. Mark, always a pleasure to have you on. And this is an interesting series, Giants and Nats, and then Dodgers for two, then the Cardinals for four. So next week we'll be talking Cardinals-Dodgers. But have a great weekend, and we appreciate you being on.
You got it.
All right, that is Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. We'll be back with more. I'll be going up to the booth to talk with one of the broadcasters as we continue with our pregame. But now it's time for the week's Community Spotlight, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, with 15 locations to serve you. This month's spotlight is on the food bank of Contra Costa and Solano.